You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, do you know the real Jesus, the Jesus of the pages of your Bible that you read and the things that you hear and understand and do match up with this guy you read about in your Holy Bible? Most people don't know the real Jesus. They're taught a counterfeit, satanic fake. So did you know that the Lord's Day is the day of the Lord is not something that is pleasant for people that don't keep God's Sabbath and have His sign, His mark on them to protect them from this? 2 Peter 3:10 says, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." Isaiah 13:6, it says, "Wail, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It will come as destruction from the Almighty. Therefore all hands will be limp, every man's heart will melt, and they will be afraid. Pangs and sorrows will take hold of them. They will be in pain as a woman in childbirth. They will be amazed at one another. Their faces will be like flames. Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel, with both wrath and fierce anger, to lay the hand desolate, and God will destroy its sinners from it." So I don't think that's what most people picture the day of the Lord as, but that's what your Bible tells us it is. So think about that for a minute. Maybe there's other things that the Bible says that you haven't been taught before. See, those who refuse to accept God's laws will be consumed, killed in the lake of fire. Revelation 20, verses 13 and 14. They're not going to burn forever in heaven and hell. The preacher's just trying to scare the hell out of you. All right? The Bible doesn't talk about that. It talks about a destruction. Go back and look at Revelation 20, 13 and 14, and the lake of fire. It will destroy the evil sinners. All right. Want to know another shocker? I'm going to lay it on you, but then you're going to have to tune in tomorrow to get the rest of the story, okay? We do not have immortal souls that go to heaven if we're good and hell after we die, that the soul lives on. That's another lie that you've been told by the preachers. And it comes from what became the Catholic Church and Dante's hell and all of this garbage that they want to lie about. Tune in tomorrow. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.